Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Get to our headlines here for the final hour here on a Friday. And the headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. If you guys are just waking up from a late night bender, the Pacers won last night. You probably knew that because you were up so late. But in case you got too blackout drunk to remember, beat the Thunder 111-110.
Has the ratings come out for last night's game?
I don't think so. Usually, I'm sure that I imagine they'll probably be. Maybe it's tomorrow thing, Vlad. Maybe that'll be when it comes out. I don't know. But I am curious to see what they are. You got nothing to complain about with this series, though, nationally. It's like two good teams. What do you give a rat's ass where the city is? You're not there.
Yeah, no, you're right. Nobody should.
It was a tremendous series. This guy's been the star of the postseason so far in the MVP. What a terrible matchup. Now, do I want to go to Indianapolis? No, I went there. It's a terrible city.
Who wants to go there?
It's awful. You don't want to go there. It's not. I mean,
I'm gonna go.
I still wake up in a cold shiver thinking about Big Ten Media Week.
Oh my God, what you got? St. Elmo's? That's all they got, right?
Oh, dude, it was terrible. But I don't have to be there right now, so I'm good. I don't care that it's in Indiana and Oklahoma City. Not a problem for me.
Here's a question I'm asking. The thoughts, the girls, you know, the or even the men, male, because they're male thoughts as well. This is not an ideal place for them. These two cities are not ideal for them to get their, you know, their activities going on.
It's not a destination.
I mean, it's not Miami. It's not New York. Mm. It's not Los Angeles. It's not Houston. It's not Atlanta. It's none of that. It's Indiana and Oklahoma City. Indianapolis and Oklahoma City. You're not trying to fly in and get your, you know.
I can understand that.
You're crazy on. That's what I'm saying.
Unless you're so bored of there and you need to find something else to do because there's nothing going on in that town.
Ah, come on. What nightlife is going on in OKC?
When I got to Indianapolis, there's nothing. Everything's closed at 8 o'clock.
Thank you, Doc.
That's how Minnesota is.
There's no Tron activities.
8 o'clock?
There's no
Minnesota closes at, I'm going to say, 12? 12 or 1 o'clock?
Dude, a wild night.
The cops line the streets at like 1:45.
A wild night in Indianapolis is like a night at the minor league baseball stadium.
See, this is why I know for a fact whoever wins is flying out to Vegas after the victory because they're in the Midwest. They're flying out to Vegas. They're not because where are you going to celebrate? You're not celebrating Oklahoma City. What are they going to do?
Probably a honky tonk.
Right. They're going to open up a rodeo.
You're going to see Tyrese Haliburton on the mechanical bull.
A saloon? A bar? It's going to be open till midnight.
Is there any explanation for why this Marlins game is so early? Have we gotten anything on that? Like, is this one of those where like we're just
it's the Marlins? Who cares?
What do you mean the Marlins are on right now?
That's why I'm confused.
They're on right now. It's going to start at 1:10.
Yeah, I know, but like, why?
Oh, I found out. I did look it up. I'm sorry. I did look it up.
Is it like is it a holiday or something? Or
no, it's baseball reasons. It's baseball reasons.
So there's a minor league game tonight.
No. Like they wanted to have a game on, like every at 1, 4, and 7 tonight.
Oh.
So this was a
this
was
is what
network.
They chose.
Yes,
the Bendix yes. Bowl.
Basically.
Alrighty.
Oh, yeah. so this is on.
Oh, it's like an MLB triple header.
Yeah, they're playing a game. This is their only Friday afternoon game of the season. The reason to start this time is to. Metallica has a concert on Friday night.
At the thing?
Yes, at Raymond James Stadium. So they didn't want the traffic of that and all also with the game.
Good thinking.
Yeah. Here. If I may.
What happened? What's so funny?
Wait a minute. You act like if Metallica wasn't there, that place would be packed. What, the 500
right.
people that's going to go
I
that
hold
game
you. He's right.
is going to cause traffic?
But he's right. But you just hey,
well,
man.
I think they're trying
it's
to keep
it's very crowded
and
area.
You know what? It's a good thing he's being proactive than reactive.
Well, I think it's one of those things where they're trying for their own convenience. They're like, we don't want to get caught in traffic.
And yeah, we're not talking about the Marlins. The Marlins are the road team here. It's Tampa.
Yep.
They're just as bad.
Not actually.
Nah,
all right.
They're all right. They're in second place.
Ain't nobody going to their games.
Well, that's true.
Well, that's true. But I mean,
that's
one
true,
thing to be good and then nobody's going to your game than being bad and nobody going to your game.
I miss it so
nobody
much.
Nobody wants to go. Well, let me ask you a question. Do you want to go to a baseball game and see small ball?
Huh?
Hey, yo.
What do you mean?
I'm just saying. Do you want to go to a baseball game and see small ball?
I want to see a baseball game and see my team win. I don't care how they win.
Okay.
You know? I mean.
It looks like a nicer place to watch than the Trop.
Well, I mean, it's the Yankees.
It's George
Yankees.
Steinbrenner Field.
I mean, come on. It's the Yankees.
It looks nice. First pitch just underway here. Marlins up and underway, if you guys are looking
home
at your
run.
Fish.
I want to hear a sun. I want to wear a sun hat. I like the sun hats.
Breaking ball for a strike. Xavier Edwards is up. So yeah, that just got underway, and tonight we have Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Final, right here on 560 WQAM. Puck drops at
8:20.
What are you doing between sessions, Vlad? Are you gonna go just take a nappy poo?
I'm gonna take a nappy poo. I brought two plates of food, one to eat for lunch, and then eat for dinner later on because I'm gonna be here till 2 o'clock in the morning tomorrow, and then be back for me and Frog Boy because Dan Day's out of town.
So. Oh, Dan Day's out of town.
Yes, Dan Day's.
You and Frog Boy, huh?
Yes.
Oh my goodness, I know where he's.
Dan Day took the red eye to Portland.
Yeah, he's in the Northwest.
I love that.
What's he doing?
He's
with his, left at 4 in the morning.
You know, he's with his girl, and they're just checking out the Northwest.
He seems like
he told me his plans. It's going to be very fun.
You know. Yes, yes, menu. Yeah,
is
obviously.
It going to require some walking in some woods?
Yes.
Of course.
Oh,
come
that's
on,
some
man.
Little intangible stuff
that's
right
so
there.
Cool.
And he's gonna. But I told him to hit the brewery, you know, hit the bars, because there's nothing
you
better.
You already know he's going
to
do that.
But
that
there's nothing better
cool
than to watch the Stanley Cup Final with the team that you work for, and you're watching them during happy hour. It's great.
That's true.
There's nothing better than that. You know, when you're watching these Stanley Cup Finals, NBA Finals,
it was weird.
Happy hour.
It was weird seeing the pit outside there being daytime. I was like, it kind of
right.
loses
right.
a little.
Right,
it was light. What, at Edmonton, right?
In Edmonton, yeah, it loses a little. Hey.
It does.
Hey, people are like, oh, it's crazy out there. I'm like, no, Toronto was crazy. That was a little bit weird. The daylight, what do they call it, the Moss Pit? Like, that's... Yeah, I don't. It didn't hit quite the same as Toronto's did when it was in the middle of the dark.
I remember we went to Vegas during football season one time, and on Saturday, you got to get up at like 8 a.m. to go make your bets, because the games start real early.
Jesus Sanchez, swing and a miss,
strike three,
two down for the Fish to start this game.
The game just started. The game started at 10 after. At 10:13, there's already two outs.
Pitch clock.
It's 1:13, but because 10:13 would be a long
1:13.
2:13, we're done. We're not
Yeah, I mean.
We'll take a break. We got a little You Dead to Me coming up before the end of today's show. We'll be back with more shenanigans after this.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM.
Ooh, I was listening to that Carter Six.
How is it, everybody? I feel...
I like it.
You like it?
Oh, Wayne came out today?
Yeah.
I saw... Is he boycotting Louisiana? I thought I saw a story this week that he's still sore about getting snubbed for the Super Bowl and that he's skipping Louisiana on the tour.
Well, he does have a song that says I've been banned from New Orleans.
Oh, okay. Because he has two tours coming. Well, let me rephrase that. Cash Money has a 30-year anniversary tour.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's a Lil Wayne tour. Lil Wayne and Cash Money, still have problems.
They ain't about it that much.
Right, they ain't about it like that. So will Lil Wayne be part of the 30-year tour, or is Lil Wayne going to be part of his own tour? Because October 2nd, Lil Wayne at, I think, Amphitheater. October 2nd. But.
Going there tomorrow.
Who's performing?
Dierks Bentley.
Nice. But. In July is the, I believe July, is the Cash Money 30th anniversary.
Where's that?
Amerant Bank Arena.
Oh. That is bigger.
Which one is bigger, though? The amphitheater or the arena?
I think capacity. I think the arena. Well, I don't know.
That's a big-ass amphitheater,
They
bro.
Say that amphitheater gets packed.
It holds a lot.
It's deceiving.
The problem is that when you think of places like Amerant Bank, right? You think, oh, it's big. But when they have concerts, they cut off half of that.
Well, they can. It depends whether if it could be in the round.
Depends how the stage is on.
Yeah.
Marlins down 1-0, by the way.
Wow.
What?
Man. Who's pitching?
Edward Cabrera. Still doing it. I feel like Edward Cabrera is another one. He's been a Marlin for 7 years. Some Marlins they can't get rid of.
Really?
He's just sitting there.
Who's that Asian pitcher that never pitched, but he had a contract?
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
You're talking about Wei
and Jen? No. Oh, what's his name? Because Dan and I used to make fun of his name. What's that?
I don't know.
What's that?
I think the one Leroy's referring to, though, Wei and Chen.
It might have been Wei and Chen.
Yeah.
Who got duped. They duped the owner.
He duped the owner. He got a 2-year, he had like an $80 million contract, but the first 2 years were like 2 years, $8 million. And they're like, he's going to update JFIC, by the way. She's got like that OKC Wi-Fi today. Things out in the sticks.
She got that Portland in the woods looking for Bigfoot Wi-Fi.
She got that Bigfoot Wi-Fi today.
Yeah.
But but anyway, Wei and Chen, he had a ridiculously low first 2 years, and then the back end of the deal was like 70 plus million. And they're like, he's going to have a good 2 years, and he's going to opt out, and he'll, you know, get like a $100 million deal. Nope.
He did the same thing with John Carlos.
Yeah, but like they didn't. I think in that case, it was like they still did pay Giancarlo a lot of money. It was a $300 million deal. They still had to pay Giancarlo like $100+ million. I think Giancarlo still might be getting paid by the Marlins, at least a portion of it. But the Chen deal was more like in the lines of Carlos Delgado.
Nobody can hear you.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. Well, you're looking at me. It must be.
You know what? I really appreciate that because I thought I was going crazy again.
Well, hold on. Hold on one second. They can't hear.
I can't unmute you if you can hear me, by the way.
It says your browser has lost connection.
No, but
to
I
your
can't
mic.
Unmute them for
Make
some
sure
reason.
You have the right mic selected and close any application.
That's great. Nice. So StreamYard
now
just took a dump.
Side shows.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Well, let's.
Tobin and Vlad.
That's cool. Let's just take that off because I can't. We can't. Is there any way we can reset your computer on that, Vlad?
Let's see.
Because that's going to be weird with us talking all over each other. Everyone's going to be hearing it once, like they're like, "Oh, we can't hear you." It's like, well, that doesn't do anything because we got to solve the problem on this end. Is that what happened? Because it seemed like it went down after JFig's computer crapped out.
That's what I figure as well. But my mic is muted right now.
Yeah. Can you? But you can't unmute it.
I can unmute my mic. Yeah.
Okay. Now can you hear us, JFig?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right,
now.
Cool. There you go. Boom. Yeah, you like crapped out, and then like once you came back, it messed up all the settings.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I couldn't unmute you.
So, yeah. Anyway, getting back to it, Edward Cabrera, who has runners on the corners right now.
Hey, you know what's funny?
What's up?
This dude can talk for 2 hours over random Marlins.
Yeah. You brought up Wei and Chen, not me.
Well, it's just... Don't...
Do you want to know the deets or not?
Sure.
I'm just saying Edward Cabrera feels like he's been a Marlin for a long time.
He probably has.
Just going... Like, Edward Cabrera's been here just going, like, 4 1/3 with, like, 6 strikeouts and 7 walks in every game.
He does walk a lot.
Like, that's just like, this is whatever. Like, I'm just going to be sitting here and like, oh, is Edward Cabrera getting traded this year? Nah, he'll be back next year. 4 1/3. He'll give you 4 strikeouts, 6 walks.
Where's the old school pitchers? The pitchers that could give you innings.
No, they don't believe in that anymore.
That are skilled, crafty pitchers.
If you got a pot belly and a beard and you're throwing 92, you might as well just go play cricket. They got no use for you anymore. No use
whatsoever. The object of pitching is to get a guy out.
Nah, yeah, they got no use for you. You'll never get a look, never get a sniff. A crafty veteran doesn't exist anymore, dude. You got to be throwing 97 and be 6'6".
90s and 80s baseball was built around that.
I know.
Yeah, that's why you
Todd Jones.
What, 9 innings?
Crafty. What about a dude from Atlanta?
Greg Maddux.
Greg Maddux.
Tom Glavine.
Tom Glavine.
Glavine.
Smoltz. Smoltz kind of brought some gas.
Smoltz had gas.
Smoltz had Tommy John and was in a bullpen, or was that Maddux?
Well, no, yeah, that was he went to Boston and then had to go to the closer role. But yeah,
anything anybody loves more than '90s Marlins talk, it's '90s Braves.
Oh, they hate the Braves.
Hated those teams.
Where's Eric Gregg when you need
them? Were they the Patriots? They won the division every year.
Yeah, they were the Patriots, but they never won anything. That was the sad part.
They won one World Series.
Yeah, they won a series after the strike.
I got into such I was so mad when they finally won the World Series because I had that forever where I would just torture them. And like people would get the Braves fans would get so mad. And then those bastards finally won the World Series. Hated it.
Hey, you know me. I don't care. I would go after them because I don't like Atlanta.
Yep. Crazy. All right, we'll take
more
a
break. You asked Dan Day. That's
oh, that's right. New Orleans and Atlanta have beef. That's right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Don't mention it. Don't ruin his vacation mentioning Atlanta. We'll take a break. We'll play a little. You're dead to me to close things out after this.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Yes. Hey, here with you. Get to a little You're Dead to Me to close things out here on a Friday. Want to let you guys know, with the Miami Heat holding the 20th pick, fans can attend a draft party in person at the Kaseya Center on June 25th. The event will feature immersive activities, including shots on the court, exclusive photo ops, appearances by Heat legends, live entertainment from Heat talent and more. To RSVP, go to heat.com/draft party and check that on out. My dead to me, I'm going to give it specifically to Eddie Olczyk because I feel like he embodies everything that's been annoying about the broadcast. We get it, dude. You love Connor McDavid. I don't know if you guys know this. He's fast. I realize he's good, and I can tell who he is every time he goes out on the ice. I don't need Eddie Olczyk every single time it happens being like, oh, here's McDavid. Oh, here he is. Hey, we'll get it, Eddie, when he hops out there. It's like you get tingled in your nether regions every single time he decides to step onto the air. Oh, here he comes.
Jeez.
Oh, it's McDavid. All right, dude, we get it. He's great. I'm not trying to hear to disparage McDavid. So I'm just telling you, I don't need Eddie Olczyk to point him out. It's already basically like I'm listening to Sportsnet in Canada, but my God. I mean, if I thought If I thought the fawning over the Maple Leafs was bad, now we're back to this nonsense with Eddie Olczyk. Get it together, dude. The only time I ever hear you this fired up is in the Kentucky Derby. Like, give me a break with the McDavid love.
You don't think he's excited for his family the way he's excited for McDavid?
I don't think so, dude. I don't think so.
He's got a blue chew for McDavid?
Dude, he has an Edmonton Oilers blue chew for Connor McDavid. I'm telling
you're
dead to me. It's enough of it already. Like, it was 3 minutes into the game. Here comes old McDavid. I'm like, all right, well, what are we doing, Eddie? What in the hell are we doing? Kenny Albert,
a professional.
Professional. Pro's pro. Boucher, I know who he's rooting for, but, you know, like, he's just there keeping it, let us know what's
going
on.
Friend of the show as well.
Of course.
Keeping it cool.
But Eddie Olczyk, oh, my God, the fawning. It's like he's fanboying out here. Enough of it already.
You never fanboy?
I'm not on the broadcast.
He's not on the broadcast.
I'm not on the broadcast. Right. If I got to keep it. I'll tell you one thing. When I'm on press row, I keep my fist bumps under the table. I'm still a pro when it comes to that. I'm not here like, ooh. Unless there's a cool dunk. That time I'll be like, I'll do a lean back. Sometimes I'll hold whoever's next to me back.
Like the
ref
in boxing?
Yeah.
It's the lean back in and you look to the person next to you.
Yeah. I did hold hands with
the stank loose. Like the stank.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
It's like, did you just see that? Oh, that was nasty. Without saying it.
But Eddie Olczyk, dead to me, dude. What about you, Leroy?
So, you're dead to me.
We're getting ready to approach the part of the year that I absolutely hate.
What's that?
Basketball season's almost over.
Yeah.
Every team is going to talk about all the players in basketball.
The real season.
That can switch teams without fully understanding that there ain't no way in hell he going to come to your team. And I mostly am talking about you, Tobin.
Yeah.
Who will list all of the players who have made a stink or free agents or whatever. And they will all mysteriously want to come to the Heat, just like everybody else in there of the city.
We are 24 days away from July Sports Talk, dude. I can't wait.
Can we please have some honesty?
Be honest, Posh.
Yes, because, look, all the places that they talk about Kevin Durant going, the Heat are in the bottom two of those.
I don't agree.
Maybe three.
I don't agree.
So,
of course not. That's my point.
I don't agree.
Lever, are you just upset because you don't want to put your hopes up?
For me.
You don't want to put your hopes up? Is that what it is?
No, it's not that. It's just realistically, with what you have to offer versus what a team like Houston has to offer, what a team like OKC has to offer, what these teams have to offer is more than you have.
If they're going that route
and they want assets and stuff, you're on the bottom of that list.
I don't agree with you. It's going to depend on where Kevin Durant wants to go, too.
We do this every year, though.
So what's dead to you? I don't really even understand. Am I
dead to
you?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what's it like. What,
like, it's a very – you just – this is a –
And
a,
mostly, it's not just you, though. It's not just you.
It's including you.
Knicks fans are going to do the same thing. Right? OKC fans are going to do the same
Leroy,
thing if they don't win.
How are they supposed to get this? How are they supposed to get any traction over the summer?
So you're – yeah, so so what's dead – like, so trade rumors are dead to you?
There's no honesty in all these trade deals. You think you got a chance and you don't.
Well, you
may have a chance.
I try and do trade rumors with you and you don't want to trade anybody. You're like, I'm not doing that. I'm like, okay,
but
well, why have this conversation?
But these guys are going to get traded. And so why – I don't know.
No, like, you can say you want them, okay? But old Tobin over here sets it up and makes it sound like that he'd have the best options.
He's just giving them – listen, every team that you root for, you're going to give the best possible trade in order to get that player. But, yeah.
And that's what I have a problem with.
Yeah, but hold on.
You look at the other team.
You can't
know they got more to offer.
No,
than you
can't say that. Like if the Phoenix Suns want a center and a wing defender, the Miami Heat have that to offer, and probably a, one of the best ones. You don't want to trade Khalil Ware.
Nope. Right.
But you can't say, you can't say that the offer, maybe the offer you want to give up won't top it.
Yeah, you sound selfish, bro. That's more of a, that was, this is more of a you thing.
You're
than
not realistic.
Yeah.
You're a child.
You're looking at it as like, oh, well, if the Heat do got to give up somebody, it's going to be somebody that I like, because you've been championing his cause all year. So the fact that you he might have to be used in order to get a Kevin Durant or Giannis, it's going to hurt you, because your point all year is like, I want my guys to be developed.
Right. If you would grow up a little and do real trade talk, maybe you'd enjoy it a little more, but you're Peter Pan. You won't grow up.
I kind of think this backfired on me.
I think so.
A lot's backfired on you this week, like that blue beard.
It's telling you to be honest, Leroy.
I still don't even know who he buried, though. It's very
never mind.
Big.
I don't have
Jennifer, who's dead to you?
Well, you know what? He said you were dead to him, basically. Your ASMR is dead to me, Leroy.
Wow.
I turned off my mic.
Your entrance to this segment was loud. I don't know if you guys heard it, but I definitely heard his stomach.
That wasn't my stomach.
That was his stomach. That was shocking. I heard many things. Mm. Also, if you don't get your schedule straight today by Panthers, yeah, I'm coming your area.
You better game plan it, dude. No dipping out. You take a dip. You stay there, unless there's not a lead anymore.
You get a little bell and ring for someone to bring you water or bring you whatever you need.
I will only allow you to lead. They need to be up 4 goals with 10 minutes left in the game to consider.
We're going to group FaceTime you.
So just get your mind right, Leroy.
Leroy, you're ignoring us.
You're dead to me.
Vlad,
I am ignoring.
Who's dead to you?
I'm gonna have to pile on the Leroy. This blue beard this has baffled me for the last 24 hours, bro. I'm not gonna hold you. I haven't seen it at all until yesterday, and everybody's been talking about it, and I'm still wondering, like, what happened here? Like, you know, were you role playing? Was she Smurfette? Were you know, like, I don't know what's going on here. I don't know what is going on here, but over the last 2 days, your color your fits have been great. Like the color the color combination's been unbelievable with the shirt and the beard. So yeah. I mean, and you don't want to get rid of it
because I don't want to have to grow it all back.
But do you want to walk around looking like a blue?
The gray is coming out. Look how far the gray is after 2 days.
Leroy, it's still blue.
It'll be gone in a week.
And look, you know what it looks like? It looks like a Brillo pad. Your beard looks like a Brillo pad.
Pretty good.
You can be upset all you want. Damn true.
He did not care for that.
Point for Vlad. Wait,
how you go? They give yourself a
point. That was me. I hit that button.
How you go? You go. I'm speaking the truth. I mean, and tell you what.
I'm just saying.
No look pass to himself.
I did a J. Will.
He just threw an alley-oop to himself.
I did a no-look pass with the elbow. That's it, you know. But, yeah, Leroy, like the fits have been great. Like it's you noticed in your closet that your beard and your outfits have gone together. But I'm still trying to question. I'm still wondering why you've continued the rest of the week with that blue beard.
He didn't want to shave it. He was dead set on Monday that or on Tuesday that he was going to shave it. He's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was mad that people were making fun of him.
Wait, first of all, what happened as the final story for the week? What really happened? What, your wife was just playing a prank on you?
No. So my wife was dyeing her hair, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is the difference between white people and black people.
Well, clearly, right? She's using blue dye.
White folks don't realize that their hair crap doesn't fit everybody's hair, right? So basically, she was getting rid of her stuff, and then she had some extra on her hands. She came up behind me and boom.
Oh.
Right. So she said,
but
okay,
you know
just,
what? If she
said, let me get it. She, no.
So she said, let me get it. So I said, fine, go ahead. Okay. I didn't know because, well, I don't have hair, right? Yeah. That women that dyed their hair black sometimes use tints of blue. Right?
Okay.
Like,
because there's a black blue and there's a black.
Right. So when she does it to her all black hair, the grays just come out. It looks dark black. I had all
you have
gray,
gray beard. You have a gray
when
beard.
She put it on, it came out blue. Oh. So, like,
she owes you. She messed you up.
Dude.
I kind of liked your
really
idea.
If you really didn't like the blue, Big Spoon, you could have done something to fix it. Like, you could have put black or something. Like, not blue black, just black.
No. Well, right here's the thing. In his defense,
you putting chemicals in.
In his defense, why do I have to put any chemicals in my beard when my beard was regular and natural from the first place?
Yeah, but all.
Right.
Yeah, but
you
also,
did that.
Guess what, though? If the Cats win tonight, you also got to keep it.
Wow.
No, if the Cats lose again.
You got, that's what you said. Wait, so that's what Tobin said. If they win, then so make up your mind. Do I have to stay in the jacuzzi or keep the blue beard?
Both.
No, you got to stay in the. You definitely got to stay in the jacuzzi because no,
the jacuzzi is not up for debate.
Right, because it's a known fact that when you were in the jacuzzi, they were winning.
The jacuzzi is simply an in-game thing. But if we come here on Monday and it's an even series, that you can't touch the beard.
Like, you might have to put Panthers red on the beard.
Yeah, you may have to mix it up. You may have to go Cats full uniform. We have to go gold, red, and blue.
You might have to do a beard.
You may look like Stanley C. Panther.
Stanley
C. Black Panther.
Stanley C. Black Panther.
Wakanda forever!
What just happened here?
I wonder what, like, why? And then, here.
Mm-hmm.
Why is everybody on me
mm-hmm.
to try to get me to do everything I need to do to help the Panthers win? Meanwhile,
because funny enough, no, Leroy, because I'm going to tell
you. You were the only team.
How committed are you, Jennifer?
Because, Leroy, this is usually a Tobin type of prank or antic, but because your wife, unbeknownst to her, did something to you that would be funny, entertaining to the show, now you got to ride with it. Now you got to roll with it. That's your wife's fault.
I should have known because when they both looked at it, they all gave me like, ooh.
Too much?
I'm like, oh.
That's what that look was.
That was.
Yeah.
And when you ask, what are we doing? We know what we don't need instructions on this. Yeah. Like, we know. Task at hand. We know what it is.
Thing. And if you want, I'll wear my robe again.
You know, like, well, okay, but again.
Did
if
you
they...
wear your robe last week, last game?
No.
Oh, you got to wear it now, Leroy. I mean, J-Fig.
It's a blank
camp. Why can't J-Fig get some heat?
Well, she just said it. Now we're giving it.
She didn't. If she wears the robe tonight and they win, that robe's gone the rest of the series.
She's got to wear it all the time.
And I'll do it.
That's how it's going to go.
Yeah, even if she steps out, she's got to wear the robe.
So do you want me to wear the robe?
I'm not telling nobody what I do during the game.
Marlins manager just got thrown out, by the way.
Really? Clayton?
Clayton McCullough got thrown out. The Marlins thought they tied
it. Hey, Clayton, can you hit?
Well, not anymore. They just made him hit the showers.
I mean, that, you know what, though? Maybe he's got tickets for the Metallica concert. No. He wants to go early.
So the Marlins, Xavier Edwards laid down a bunt to bring around Dane Myers, I think. And it looked like he was clean, and they called him out for runner's interference. I was like, I've never seen that before.
The
umpire said, hey, you're out. And he's like, hey, what do you mean? We should have scored there. We should be even.
No, they said, enter Sandman.
They say, hey, hit the bricks, McCullough. All right, that's our show, everybody. We will talk to you rascals on Monday.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.